Chapter 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit down on the ground where there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For never again will people call you delicate and pampered. Take a handmill and grind flour. Remove your veil. Strip off your skirt. Uncover your legs. Cross over the rivers. Your nakedness will be uncovered. Your shame will be exposed. I will take vengeance, and no man will stand in my way. The one repurchasing us, Jehovah of armies is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. Sit there silently and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans. No more will they call you mistress of kingdoms. I grew indignant at my people. I profaned my inheritance, and I gave them into your hand. But you showed them no mercy. Even on the elderly, you placed a heavy yoke. You said, I will always be the mistress, forever. You did not take these things to heart. You did not consider how the matter would end. Now hear this, O lover of pleasure, who sits in security, who says in her heart, I am the one, and there is no one else. I will not become a widow. I will never know the loss of children. But these two things will come upon you suddenly, in one day, loss of children and widowhood. In full measure they will come upon you, because of your many sorceries and all your powerful spells. You trusted in your wickedness. You said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and knowledge are what led you astray. And you say in your heart, I am the one, and there is no one else. But calamity will come upon you, and none of your charms will stop it. Adversity will befall you. You will not be able to avert it. Sudden ruin will come upon you like you have never known. Go ahead, then, with your spells and your many sorceries, with which you have toiled from your youth. Perhaps you may be able to benefit. Perhaps you may strike people with awe. You have grown weary with the multitude of your advisers. Let them stand up now and save you, those who worship the heavens, who gaze at the stars, those giving out knowledge at the new moons about the things that will come upon you. Look, they are like stubble. A fire will burn them up. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame. These are not charcoals for keeping warm, and this is not a fire to sit in front of. So your charmers will become to you, those with whom you toiled from your youth. They will wander, each one in his own direction. There will be no one to save you.